Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Sing your first song.
188.
No.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always here. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Amen.
In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Thank the Lord. Praise His name. Sing it.
Lo, in the grave He lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave He arose, with a mighty He arose a victor from the arose the victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose. Hallelujah, Christ arose.
That are disturbing. When we think about the world that we live in and the trouble that's among us, the wickedness that goes about and seems to get worse. We find on this day that the president of our country has declared an abomination against the people of God. Now this is where you live, people. I'm not going to preach a political message this morning. I got one way better than that. Amen. But I want you to know that it offends me.
Yes.
And I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I want it publicly known that there should be nothing shared this day but the honor and the glory of the Lamb of God who lives forever to save mankind.
Amen.
And I don't care who knows it. I don't care what they do about it. I live in a country, friend, that it was founded that I might be free to worship in the way that God intended. That's in the spirit and in the truth. And regardless of what this wicked world be, my God still lives today. He's alive and he's still in charge. God help us as a nation. God help us as a country. If ever there's been a fist in the face of God, it's me. But I serve a risen Savior who's in the world today. I know that He is with me. You see, there's something bigger than what's in this world.
Amen.
Our president is not the only ruler to raise a fist against God throughout the history of mankind. It occurs within every generation and among every evil dictator. There are people that despise God and despise you for not despising God. But I don't care who they are or what they do. I will honor Jesus Christ on this day and every other day because He alone is Lord and King.
Amen.
He is King. If I don't do anything else today, I want the Lamb of God to know that I am not a part of that bunch that have disgraced what God has set up for you and I to worship and to live in. I want the world to know that I am a believer in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They can lock us all up. They can't feed all the ones they got now. I don't know what they'd do with this crew. But I'm grateful to God there's somebody that lives in me.
Yeah. Amen.
Who is greater than every dictator ever put together, every army ever formed all together. They'll never stand against my God. He's alive. That makes all the difference in the world, friend. It's my King is alive today and He rules.
Amen.
I love Him today.
Amen.
See, because I was once that sinner. that lived in the darkness of this world. I was once that one that despised all that was above God, and my flesh desired the things of this world. And yet God came to me, commended his love toward me, in that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me.
Amen.
I live today because he lives.
Amen.
He made a way that the rich could go free. See, I'm not saying I'm different in the flesh than this world is. All that's in the world, friend, is but of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Friend, the love of this world, if you're not careful, if you're alienated from God today, the love of this world will excuse you, friend, from knowing what it means to be blessed of God and have life. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father's not in him.
That's right.
You get born again, you're separated from this world. Make no mistake about it, if ever it's been clear, it's clear today that we are the enemy to this world. But it means, friend, I'm going to preach here in a minute, but it means we're getting near the end.
That's right.
We're just getting closer to the coming of that Lord, our Savior. We're getting nearer that day when he's going to come. As we see things grow worse and worse, the Bible is fulfilling itself, and we are seeing in front of our own eyes maybe the very generation that will witness the coming in the eastern sky, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And friend, you better be ready to go, because he's coming. He's coming. Bless his name today.
Amen.
I got on board a long time ago, and I'm grateful to God that this old ship will get across one day. There'll be an end to this. But thank God we have a privilege this morning to worship him. Heroes, heroes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ arose.
Amen.
We live today. We live, according to the Apostle Paul, and have our being, because Jesus Christ is alive. He's not dead.
Amen.
And I hope this morning that you know him. Well, since that day, that sad day for them, as they had witnessed on Friday, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the sheep of God had scattered. So many things had fell apart on them. They had no idea really what was going on, but they would soon know. Early that morning, after the Sabbath is what it said, that would make it the first day of the week according to Matthew. Early in the morning, just before the sun would rise, there were some ladies that were making their way down a trail. Amen. They had followed him to the cross. And they had followed him that Friday when they took him down from the cross. And Joseph and Nicodemus carried him to that borrowed tomb and watched those soldiers seal that door with a great stone and put their keepers there. They watched where they laid the body of Jesus and marked it. Amen. They thought they would have to find it in the dark. They thought it might be a trouble to locate early when they come back to anoint his body with the spices. They worried in their heart about how they would move that great stone that they see at the door. But may I say to you, don't worry, friend. God had a plan. In the beginning, friend, before the foundation of the world, it was established before there was an ever sinner, before there was ever sinful man to save. God had a Savior and a plan.
Amen.
They made their way down that little trail into that garden where many tombs were. They had marked the one where Jesus was laid. Troubled in their heart. Maybe you're troubled today. Troubled in their heart. They knew he was the Lord, but they didn't understand this part of it. Oh, Lord. Hear me, friend. That's the reason you ain't saved today. It's because you don't understand this part of it. Christ had to die.
Yeah.
Christ had to die.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, blessed be the name of God. He died so that he could raise again.
Yeah. Amen.
Because the one thing man would never be able to defeat is death.
Yeah.
The one thing you would never overcome is death. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. But friend, let me give you some assurance today. He conquered death on that day. He conquered it. It has no power. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. It has no power. Look behind me. It has no power.
Amen.
The grave has lost its victory.
That's right.
Thanks be unto God. As they approached the grave that morning, carrying those heavy spices and ointments, that they would ceremonially anoint the body of Christ, they felt the earth begin to tremble. The whole earth. It trembled when he died. Bless God, I can imagine how it trembled when he rose. Makes me tremble.
Yeah, that's right.
Old ground began to shake. I can see in my mind's eye them grabbing one another, wondering what was going on. Again, here was an earthquake. Again, here was a shaking of God's creation, and them walking down to that tomb. And as they turned a corner, as they looked upon that place where Jesus was supposed to be, they saw the stone had been rolled back. They looked, and them two big guards were laying on their backs as dead men, not able to move, not able to speak. And there they were as they looked all around, and they looked upon the stone, and there was one sitting arrayed in white garments, and he said, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Come on.
He is not here." That's what they was worried about. Where is he? Is he there? That angel said, "Don't be afraid." Hey, bless your heart. The last thing you need to be about this morning is afraid. I'm assuring you right now that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's alive and well and has been. Don't be afraid. He is risen, just like he said. The angel said to the Mary, said, "Come, see the place where the Lord lay." There's a lot of hope today. But that hope is uniquely tied directly to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If there be no resurrection, friend, Paul told him in 1 Corinthians 15, he said, "My preaching is vain. And your faith is vain." If there is no resurrection of the dead, what we're doing this morning is vain. It means nothing if Christ is dead. Let me assure you one more time, he is not dead. How do you know for sure? Because he lives in my heart.
Amen.
Witness of the Holy Ghost in the life of Jesus Christ is evident, because it dwells within every earthly believer. Not unbeliever, but believer. It's not every person in this world that has God, but only those that have believed in Christ and accepted him for that transforming work of salvation. I'm saved.
Amen. Yeah.
That's what that means, is I'm saved.
Amen.
I didn't come to give you a sermonette, pat you on the back. I've come to tell you that my Savior lives.
Amen.
And because he lives, he visited me one day and found me in my sins and trespasses.
Thank God.
Alienated from God. And he loved me and made a way that I could, bless his name,
amen,
that I could go Amen. No, no. Listen to me. There ain't a person here today that deserves to go. Not one. We have no right to it. It is not our reward. But friend, he suffered. He died. He paid the penalty I couldn't pay. And he did all of that that I could go free. He paid what I couldn't pay. He did what I couldn't do. He is gone where I couldn't go. And he did all of that, friend, that he might offer it unto me and simply ask me to believe. You can know Christ today in the fullness of that life. You can know him. You can know him. I'm going to read from the book of Genesis this morning. It's good to be here. Amen. I don't know if them birds were saved, but they still sounding saved. They singing. They're happy about something. You know what? I think about every morning when I come here, it's just right at daylight, and I hear them birds are always singing. I think to myself, sing it. Amen. And half of you wasn't singing this morning. Shame on you. Amen. Shame on you. Sing it. He said, if the rocks don't praise, or you don't praise me, the rocks will.
That's right.
His creation can get praise for him. I don't know what's the matter with you. Amen. I don't know why I'm having to go this route, but you better wake up, friend. He's worthy of his praise.
Amen.
He is due his reward. He has earned it.
Yeah,
the very least I can do is lift up my feeble voice and my hands and say, thank you, God, for Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yep, the very least we can do is sing. The very least we can do is praise him and thank him. Shame on us for letting the birds do a better job than we did. Well, turn with me, Genesis chapter number 6. I'm going to read a few verses this morning. Genesis chapter number 6, verse number 5. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Father, open our heart today to your word. Oh, how I pray for the souls among us. How grateful I am for those that opened their hearts and just sang to you. And how hopeful I am for those that listened, who's willing, Father, to praise you with their hands and, Lord, their lives and their service. But I pray for those among us, God, who have nothing to praise for. They've never received your gift. They've never known you in the free pardon of sin. They've never experienced the power of your life inside of theirs. And how I pray that you would, Lord, speak to them today, transform, God, by their act of faith and repentance, God, transfer to them that gift of salvation that they may know. We humbly pray and thank you, Father, for your presence today. We worship you now and forevermore. And we praise you as we confess our desperate need for you. God, as a country, we have sinned, we have sinned, we have sinned. Forgive us, oh God, be merciful.
Yes, Lord.
But move among us, God, to save in a mighty way. We thank you for it as we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for standing. I'm saved. The last the last thing that a person could say to assure or to help assure the hearts of those that are losing them would be, that I'm saved. I'm born again. I know for certain where I'm going. When we use the word saved, it's in the past tense. And the tense itself is important today, but be careful about this word, because the tense itself has many, or the word itself has many tenses. Because being born again, friend, means that I am always being saved.
Amen.
Every day.
Yeah.
It's not a new birth every day, but it is a saving every day. And as we speak to the term, I am saved, we think that means something that is just in the past. But I want you to know that I am saved now.
Amen.
And I will be saved in the future.
Amen.
Yeah.
You say you cannot make a statement in the past and guarantee it for the future. This is the one time you can.
Amen.
Because I believe that the one that saved me in 1976 will keep me until I get there.
Amen.
So I am declaratively making a statement that I am now saved and I will always be saved.
Amen.
Thank God. I'm saved.
Amen. Yep.
I got on the ship one day. It got bad for Noah. When God searched the earth, he found no hearts. No hearts that loved him. Said the heart of man was continually evil. Every imagination wicked. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? We're getting close to that place in this world today. It means he's coming, friend. It means there's a quickening fixing to happen in the body of Christ, and he's going to rapture, take his church out of here. You better get ready if you're not ready. But may I say to you today that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Thank God grace is still here.
Amen.
Hallelujah, grace is still here. It ain't gone yet. It will be. Mark my words, it will be. If you're unsaved and the rapture of the church occurs, you will know that grace has departed. But grace is here today. Meaning that the door of the ship, the ark, it ain't shut yet. It's still open to those that will believe.
Amen.
That'll open their heart to Christ and receive Him. I'm saved. And I have confidence today, and I'm able to make that statement because I understand and believe that there's nothing that can make me unsaved.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Those animals laid down, slept every night when the rain was pouring down and the fountains of the deep were bursting open and everything on this earth was flooded completely. Everything globally covered with water. Those animals laid down every night and slept in the comfort of knowing that they were saved. They were saved. On that boat were 8 souls. Noah and his sons and their wives. 8 souls. It's all that was saved. In comparison, contrast to the 8 billion people on the planet today. If you consider how many are truly saved and ready to go, I'm not sure the fraction or the percentage difference is that big. But I'll say this, Christ still wants to save.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. If he was done saving, we'd be done preaching.
Amen.
We'd be done standing, we'd be done singing, we'd be done gathering, we'd be there. When he's done saving, we'll be gone.
Right.
What's that mean? Mm-hmm. Means he ain't done saving. Because we're here.
Amen.
And he wants to save you today.
Right.
He wants to save you now.
Amen.
Well, what happened to Noah? 3 things this morning I want to share with you and we'll move on. Noah got called to get on that boat. He got called one day. God visited Noah. God shared with Noah his plan. God told Noah what he was going to do. God told Noah how he was going to save. And Noah heard God that day, and he obeyed God. May I say to you, number one, that Noah got called into the boat. And you today can be called according to the Word of God. Let me give you the scripture this morning. The Bible said in John 6:44, no man can come unto the Father except the Father which has sent me draw him.
Amen.
May I say to you today, to get on board, you need a ticket. You need an invitation today to get on this great ark of salvation. You need it. You need an invitation to come on board. You need somebody to say it ain't just for these, it's for everyone. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Jesus Christ didn't die for one. He died for all. And he's willing today to save you. The invitation is going out.
Amen. Amen.
No man can come unto the Father but by me, he said, and except my Father draw him. Do you have an invitation this morning? I'd say, friend, there's some among us that even now the Holy Spirit of God is speaking to them and giving them that sincere invitation of conviction. You recognize your sin and your depravity of God and your need for Christ. And friend, if you're willing today to bow a knee and to repent unto God, He'll save you.
Amen.
Noah was called. Have you been called? I believe according to, you know, somebody asked me yesterday, said, well, doesn't the Bible say that everybody will get an opportunity to be saved? I said, no, that ain't what it says. I ain't found that in there. What I have found is Titus 2:11 that said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. That's what it says. Now, you have an opportunity when the grace of God appears to you, but don't you turn it around and act like He has a right to give you a privilege. He has no reason to offer you salvation. If you get born again, friend, it's because grace came to your house.
Amen.
You don't deserve to be saved, and He's under no obligation to save you.
Yep.
You've got this turned around as if you're God.
Yep.
You have a right to His salvation, or you have a right to His suffering and His cross and His empty tomb. You have no right to God.
Yep.
I got saved by grace.
Amen.
Which is the unmerited favor of God. Glory to God. I got saved by grace.
Thank you, Lord.
It was through faith. It was by grace. I didn't deserve it. He didn't know it. Thanks be unto God. He sent Jesus so that you could be saved. What it says is that the grace. Noah found, ain't that what it said? Noah found grace. Yeah, so the Lord God didn't. God didn't have old Noah nothing. God didn't owe Noah a thing. Now, the potter don't owe the pot nothing. He made it. He can do with it whatever he wants, and he's perfectly right in doing so. Pot ain't never had the right or reason to say unto the potter, why have you made me thus? No. Grace, friend, it's grace.
Amen.
We live and have our being because grace abounds today.
Amen.
Where our sin abounded, grace did much more abound.
Amen.
In that Jesus Christ died for your sins and made a way, friend, for you to know the life of Christ.
Amen.
Noah got called by grace. He got called. It's the grace of God that came to Noah that day. Now, you say, what caused God to come to Noah? He had faith. By grace, through faith. He believed in God.
Mm-hmm.
Believed in God.
Yep.
And refused to accept the wickedness of this world. And lived apart from this world. You say, preacher, does that mean that my works will get me nearer to God? No. No. What I What I'm saying to you today is that there is one that knows your works, which means he knows the motive of your heart that created those works. And if in your heart there is a measure of faith that he has granted unto you that you have acknowledged and walked by, friend, if you seek God, you will find him.
Amen.
Isaiah 59, he said to call upon him while he's yet near. Seek him while he may yet be found.
Yeah.
Hey, preacher, I'd like to be saved. May I say, you can be.
Yeah. Yep.
But there needs to be a calling in your heart this morning. There needs to be a God that is outside saying, would you let me in? Would you let me change here? There was a calling for Noah. There was a calling in his life that changed his world. There was a calling in his heart. Friend, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. There was a calling in the heart of Noah that caused him to obey God. He had never seen rain before. He'd never seen a ditch overflow, much less a world. And yet God told him to build something that they didn't need. God instructed him to do something that he didn't understand. Listen, if you're trying to understand salvation, you'll die lost.
Yeah.
You will never understand the gospel of Christ. But it is accepted and received by faith.
Amen.
It is through this faith, friend, that the grace of God is introduced to your heart and you can be saved. Past, present, and future. Saved. Noah got a call. And Noah obeyed God. You know what Noah told him? God told him. He said, I want you to build me a boat. An ark. He told him how big to build it. And you know what? For the next 120 years on Noah, he built it. He worked on that ark, him and his sons and their wives. They built that thing just like God said. That's a long time. That's a long time to go off one word from God. But Noah obeyed God.
Amen.
See, I don't know just exactly what I'm into. I ain't figured it out yet. I'll be clear and honest with you this morning. I don't understand God. I don't know His will. His thoughts ain't my thoughts. But He's shown me enough to go on.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I got a call one day, and I believed it. I believed it. And I started to do the work of God. When you get called, friend, there's a call for the person that'll receive Christ. Paul said it like this in Romans 12. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't done serving Him. He may take me today, but I hope that until He does take me, or until He comes in His merciful appearance, that I'm serving Him.
Amen.
Amen. That I'm following Him. That I am obeying the call of God to do His will in my life. Friend, have you been saved? If you have, you've been called.
Yep.
You've been called out from among this world. You've been called to be a separate people. You've been called to live, friend, in a way that declares the light of Jesus Christ in a dark and wicked world. You've been called. Noah got called. He got called. And then one day, God told Noah, He said, get on the boat.
Yeah.
He got called in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Noah, he got the instruction of God. And here come all these animals. I don't believe Noah directed them animals. Their Creator did.
Yeah.
Next thing he know, they's all walking through that door. Headed to where they're supposed to go. The Creator was loading His boat.
Yeah.
He was loading the ark of salvation. He told old Noah, He said, now, get on board. He said, you get on here, get your family. He got called that day, but also the Bible said he got shut in. Thank God. There's a day he shut the door for me. I got on the boat, Greg. He closed her up. Amen. I didn't ask for it to be opened, but he opened it. I couldn't open it, but he opened it. And I couldn't close it, but he closed it. You say, preacher, what is that ark? It is salvation. That's what it is for you today. That's what it is for me. What it represents for you and I, what it is a clear picture of God's mean of salvation. Amen. For you and I, for anybody that'll hear the call, that will get on board, that allow the Holy Spirit of God to shut him up inside. Friend, God will do what nobody else can do. He'll put you on this ark of salvation. And as you stand inside this safe pavilion, you'll shout, I'm saved! I'm saved! I'm saved!
Amen.
Got shut in. See, a big problem with a boat is if it's got a hole in it. You get on board, friend, he shuts the door. There wasn't but one hole in that boat. You had to look up to see it. It was toward the heavens. A cubit wide and a cubit tall. Wasn't many things could go through it. 18 inches, barely a man. He got called. Then he got shut in. Genesis 7:16. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. The Lord shut him in. Listen, if your salvation today is based upon any other thing, you've got the wrong thing.
That's right.
Only the Lord can shut you in to salvation today. It's His to offer. It's His to give. Friend, He's the only one that can open the door for you, call you in, and close it.
Amen.
Now, I want you to know it's closed for me because my salvation is complete. I am on board. I made that choice through faith by His grace, an open invitation to come on board. And when I did, He shut the door. You know what that means? Devil can't get in. Bless the heart of the poor people of this world that are really born again that think they can be possessed by a demon. Now you can be oppressed by one, but you will never be, you'll never be possessed by one. How come? Because the door's shut. He ain't getting in. He can't get in.
Amen.
I am on the ark of salvation, and I can't get off.
Yeah.
How come? He had to open the door to let me in. When he closed it, there ain't no knob on either side.
Amen.
I'm saved. I can't get out.
Amen.
Preacher, I'm going to quit on God. If you've been born again, you lie.
Right.
You may try to quit on God. You'll find out. You'll start back up.
Amen.
All you doing is fooling yourself as you run inside the big boat. You can't get off. How come? Because he shut you in. Because he knows you wasn't smart enough to stay on board. You didn't have sense enough to stay in the house. You'd kill yourself. But he shut us in. Let me tell you what Paul said in three little verses. 2 Timothy 1:12. He said, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
Amen.
What day? His old boat's going to dock one day. And I'm going to get off. I'll get to that in a minute. But mark my words, I am persuaded for now, I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm saved. Past, present, future, saved. The deed is done. The transaction is complete. There is nothing else to be done except for him to open that door and me to step off into a land where I need no more saving.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
He shut me in. And I'm persuaded that that which I've committed unto Him, He's able to keep it against that day. Preacher, how can you be so sure? It's the same way that Noah was sure every day that he closed his eyes in sleep and the rain pounded that thing. It was the same way that Noah arose every morning and hoped that one day he'd see the light of that sun again. But he knew that inside God's salvation, he was safe. I'm persuaded. Are you?
Amen.
Are you persuaded today? Listen to me now. When you're really persuaded, you sing like it.
Yeah.
Might have caught some of you this morning. Are you persuaded? When you're persuaded, you'll act like it. Is that what the Bible... Yeah, the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord... Why would you say so? Because you're redeemed. You're saved. I'm saved today. I'm able to rejoice in that truth that regardless, Jeff, of how wicked and how this world may pound us with its ungodly imaginations, I am persuaded that I am saved in this boat.
Yep.
This ark of salvation. He said, I'm persuaded, but he also said in Philippians 1 and 6, he said, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ.
Amen.
Not only was he persuaded, Greg, but he was confident.
Amen.
I like having confidence in my boat. I'll tell you right now, if you ain't got confidence in your boat, don't unhook it. I like a boat that don't leak, don't you? Amen. That's pretty important. I like a boat that'll weather the storm. You better make sure, friend, what you've got.
Yeah.
Paul said, I am persuaded as well as confident that the very thing that Christ has begun in me, that He will finish it. He will perform it against that day. Confident. And I'm persuaded. And lastly, 2 Corinthians 1:21, he said, I'm sealed. Now he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts.
Yeah.
One of the things that he told Noah to do concerning the ark of salvation, he said, was you need to pitch this thing on the inside and the outside. Now, pitch was a sticky substance that filled cracks and holes and voids. It was like having a good outer surface on that wood, like sealing up everything so that it was watertight, airtight, impervious to all the elements. He said, "You pitch it on the inside and on the outside." Say, preacher, sounds like God's intent was so that every possible hole or crack or place on this ark of salvation, God's intent was that it be completely sealed up.
Amen.
I heard some say amen.
Yeah.
Thank God. There ain't one hole in my boat.
Amen.
This ark that I got on one day, Jesus Christ, the ark of salvation, it ain't got one hole in it. You say, what about your soul? He's pitched it within and without. He has sealed me until the day of redemption. I am sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. That's what he said in Corinthians. Friend, I have the pitch of God. There ain't anything getting through the Holy Ghost of God that has sealed me until the day of my departure.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm shut in. What about you? You shut in today?
Amen.
Did you hear that big door, Bob, when it closed behind you? Woo! And you just say, oh, thank God. I've been saying it ever since. Thank God. Thank God the door's shut. They can't get to me. Thank God. I'm sure of you. Well, he was called on to the ark. Then he was shut into the ark. Then he was delivered out of the ark. Genesis chapter number 8, verse 16. God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and my son's wives with thee. See, there was a day when it all had been concluded, when God had performed everything that he said he was going to do. It was a day that old boat touched down on the mountain of Ararat. It found earth. The water had receded to the point that it touched something solid again. Thing had been floating for a long time. But boy, when that thing touched down there, I believe old Noah's heart gave a rise. Paul said he took some ravens and he turned them out. He took a dove and he turned it out. And he said, that old dove come back and it had an olive leaf. Amen. The olive branch represents peace.
Yeah.
Thank God when you get on the ark of salvation, you'll know what peace is all about.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you today, listen to me. We just know a bit about peace here.
Yeah.
The real peace comes when you land.
Amen.
It comes when your boat sits over on Jordan's other shore. It comes when you start to hear that big door open up. Amen. And you step off the ark of salvation into the glory land, into that place where there'll be no more dying, there'll be no more sin, there'll be no more heartache, there'll be no more parting over there. You'll be home forevermore when he says, go off the boat today.
Amen.
You're looking behind me this morning at a bunch of folks that have outstripped us in this world. They just beat me there. What happened, Melissa, was their boat landed. Their boat landed. I watched some of them pop. Them last days of their life. The old boat, it was on the shore. I got to sit beside them, Sharon. I know their boat had already struck the ground. They just wait, pull the door up. Three or four days I watched Mama. I know she was, the boat had already crossed. It done sat down on the mountain. She just waiting on the... It opened.
Yep.
And she stepped out into glory, never to know this side again. See, he called me on, he shut me in, and one of these days, he's going to put me out on heaven's glad shore. I'm going to step off into glory. I'm going to step off into an eternity, friend, where I will live forever in real peace. Noah turned that old dove out and it came back with an olive leaf. That's all I can give you today. There's a little bit of assurance this morning. There's greener skies just ahead. All I can give you today is a little assurance, Greg. Just hang on. Glory's coming.
Yeah.
Heaven's coming.
Amen.
Give you a little olive leaf about every Sunday, every Wednesday night. Just trying to give you a little olive leaf.
Amen.
Give you a little peace, Alfred. That old door can open up to glory soon. Amen. Be at ease, friend. He's greener just ahead of us.
Amen.
I believe it encouraged the heart of Noah when he got that leaf out.
Right. Yeah.
He said, that's what I've been waiting for. That's what my soul is looking for. Say, what was that, preacher? Life. Everlasting. So you got that today? I done said that. I'm saved. Past, present, and future. Are you? He took that old dove and he sent it out again. And that time, it didn't come back. You're going, yes. He's fixing to open the door. Peace had found its ultimate home. He said, we're fixing to open the door. Listen, God's made a way today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you're going to have to answer the call, or you're going to miss the ark. And mark my words, there ain't but one way to God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one.
Yep.
Exclusive, yep. Unique way. And that is through Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Through His death.
That's right.
And His resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
That alone is salvation.
Amen.
It is the only boat floating. All others have perished.
Yep.
Are you on board? It is what's been preached since Jesus Christ left His disciples that day. It is the same message. It is not different. It is the same gospel. You must be born again.
Yep.
And that, friend, is through faith in Jesus Christ, in His death and His resurrection. And by the grace of God, He will put you on board. He will shut you in. And He will deliver you safely to the other side. Are you on the ark of salvation today? I don't know your heart, but I'd like to sing He Arose one more time. If you can get that ready. I done challenged you on your singing. You getting another go at it right now. You getting another chance to say to the birds, you ain't outdoing me. I've got something to sing about. I've got a risen Savior today. He loves you. He'll save you this morning. You've got a need this morning. Won't you bow a knee to God and repent? Receive Christ as your Savior. He'll make a difference in you. Let's stand again as we sing this morning and close.
Low in the grave He lay, Jesus my Savior.
Verses of that one.
Oh,
Thank you for being with us this morning. I hope you'll stay with us as we have breakfast to follow here. We're going to bless it now, so as soon as the ladies have it all set out ready for us, we'll just go ahead and start eating. But we appreciate you being here. Ain't you glad you saved?
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for a wonderful morning. Yeah, thank the Lord it wasn't raining, and it's really warm today. Thank God for the privilege just to be here. Thank you for being here. Service today at 10:30. We don't have any Sunday school this morning. So 10:30, we'll begin our worship service. And then no service tonight, but we are going to try and go support Brother Rodney as he preaches at 6 Mile tonight. So if you'd like to join us there, come on. All hearts and minds clear.
No, brother, I got to say, son.
Hell it.
Look right there. Can you see that? The
yeah.
Sun is in the clouds. Right? That's the way he's
going
to appear.
Coming.
The sun is going to be in the clouds, just like we're looking at.
Amen.
Only we can't imagine.
Thank God. Amen. Someone else.
Well.
Bow with us as we pray. Father, thank you for this great plan of salvation that you've made available to whosoever will. I thank you for your love, for the grace that brought it to man. Thank you, God, for the great mercy. We pray, God, that you'd see and be merciful to us, God, as we have sinned as a nation. We've turned our backs against you. We live in reproach and abomination and clear defiance against your power and your saving grace. And yet, Father, there are many this morning that have gathered all across this globe to worship you in your resurrection, to honor you in your kingship, Father, in your lordship. We worship you today. We repent of our sins and we serve and follow you this morning. We praise your holy name as we ask for your help, God, in this land and among our people. Be merciful, Father, and touch us as we go forth and honor you, Father, in this glad day. For we ask, God, knowing that without you we have no hope. We pray you bless the food. We certainly thank you for it. And for all that had a part in bringing it and preparing it, we pray you bless it for us. We thank you. Guide us now. And in all of this, may Christ be exalted. For we pray it in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.